DW.
I still recall the first time I ventured into a German forest. I'd just arrived in the country and felt like a fish out of water, quite literally. Having previously always lived within relatively easy reach of the sea, my new Bavarian home left me feeling almost claustrophobically landlocked. Somewhat incongruously, I chose to try and diffuse this growing unease by going for a walk in a nearby forest. I remember standing in the thick of it, looking up in search of daylight and being overwhelmed by the sensation of being alone with nature. Far from offering a reassuring natural embrace, the forest served to remind me that I was on somebody else's turf, in somebody else's Heimat. 20 years on, Germany has come to feel like my home, but I've yet to develop what for many seems to be an almost inherent love of the country's forests. Which is why I've decided it's time to try and appreciate them the German way. Which implies a trip to the library.
Ich suche ein Buch über Pilze sammeln.
Drüben im anderen Raum gibt's ganz viele, okay?
Danke.
I'm looking for a book about mushrooms. Because if I want to love the forest the way so many Germans do, I probably ought to learn about its fungal fruits. And this is the time of year that people go looking, armed with baskets, for big fat porcinis.
I think I'm getting closer.
It took me a fair while to locate the books, which, given their subject matter, didn't bode all that well. But after a thorough search, I eventually found what I was looking for. It was called Mushroom Picking for Kids. Yeah, that sounded about right. So I borrowed it, and the very next day, I was forest-bound, family in tow. So we're walking down a sandy track into the forest.
Into the woods! Da, 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 da.
It was a beautiful autumn afternoon. Blue sky, sunshine, and an endless expanse of green stretching ahead of us. It all looked so inviting, yet as soon as we crossed the forest threshold, a familiar shiver rippled down my spine, and I felt, as I always do, like I'd been swallowed up into another world. A world where characters from Grimm's fairy tales lurk behind trees, and where paintings by the likes of Caspar David Friedrich darken the skies, where the Third Reich is banging the drum for national identity, and where hundreds of thousands of concentration camp prisoners were made to walk on notorious death marches that characterised the last months of the Second World War. In a country where the forest occupies such vast swathes of land, it's almost inevitable that it should be claimed for myriad uses over time. From the good to the bad, to the downright evil. But I shouldn't hold that against it. And standing there among the spruces that afternoon, I was, for a moment at least, able to separate the wood from the trees, the symbolism from the ecology. And for that same moment, I felt a surge of affection for the forest. And that wasn't all that was going on.
Look, you see there? That little mushroom.
Yeah.
Let's look for more little mushrooms. I found another one, and another one, and another one.
There are lots here, aren't there?
These are fairies' home. The white mushrooms.
Those. My library book didn't feature that particular species, nor the fairies it's rumoured to house, but my instinct told me we'd be better off not picking them. And since they were the only mushrooms we came across, we conceded defeat and headed out of the woods. Empty-handed. As we emerged from the trees into the long rays of the draining sun, we walked past an open field where hundreds of wild cranes had gathered to soak up the remains of the day. Though it's not a spectacle I'd ever seen before, I had to admit it felt instantly more familiar to me than the forest, even after all these years of calling Germany my home.
This report was brought to you by DW.